Broadcasting the best rock across all of Western Pennsylvania. WLER-FM Butler. Cranberry. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions. On the Rock Station. 97.7.
Welcome into another edition of our local music show, Grassroots, here tonight on The Rock Station 97.7, the show produced by Shady Lady Productions and The Rock Station 97.7. I'm Bob Kupp from The Rock Station, and, my friend and cohort, Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions, could not be with me here tonight. He is on a special assignment for the show as we get geared up for the rest of the year ahead. And what an exciting year this has been for us here on the Grassroots Show, with a lot of great new music. It just keeps flourishing, and wow, I think we're on the cusp of this scene really kind of breaking open into something that maybe hasn't been experienced before in the Western Pennsylvania music scene, or maybe hasn't been in a lot of years. There's been a music scene around these parts for a long time, and it has come and gone with excitement as far as where to go, where to play. It used to be a time that's what you looked forward to seeing. You know, on a Friday night, you were going to find who were playing in what angle of town. And that didn't matter what town. If it was Pittsburgh or Butler or any other neighborhood town, somebody was playing somewhere, and that's what you did. And I think, you know, technology sometimes gets in its road. Things change. Venues come and go. And, the ebb and flow of a music scene comes and goes. And I think people's attention comes and goes. And so sometimes we're affected by that. And now it seems to be that scene is turning back around. There's a lot more opportunities. You have a lot of wineries, craft brew places. They're bringing in music, sharing the spotlight of their products with local musicians. I think it's just really an exciting time. And I would hope that we're part of that ride that helps to promote it, and it grows even stronger. We're presented tonight, this segment, by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and I see by how busy Jim is, Jim Harpel down at the Meat Locker Recording Studio. Of course, he has his own remodeling and home improvement business, but he's in that studio whenever he can get in there because that's a passion for him. And of course, he's got his own band, Meat Hook, and they're studio musicians as well. But I know they've been working on a lot of material down there, and a lot of that you get to hear here on the Grassroots Show. We appreciate Jim's sponsorship of our show tonight. We're excited to visit with a couple of people that are here for the first time together, a gentleman we've visited with in the past because of other connections, but we're talking about Robin Matthews and Bob Giacometti. They will be here in the studio with their duo, Robin and Bob. And Bob's been in here before with Shannon and the Merger. They're out of Washington County. We'll visit with them tonight, and we'll have some music along the way as well. That will be featuring some of the activities that just happened this past weekend. There was a Rock Done Right tour stop to open up the month of May. I was out of town this weekend and unfortunately missed the wonderful event that was held in downtown Butler, the Resource and Recovery event. And I understand a lot of people took the opportunity to browse around and head to Main Street, not only for the music that was produced by Shady Lady Productions, but to see some of the things that are offered in this community and the help that is out there. And it's so fantastic to have so many different people that are caring and interested in helping others in this community. And that's one of the special opportunities we use the Rock Done Right Tour to do, is to be a part of something that is beneficial, something that is important to the community, and at the same time, you know, it has a little music sidecar for some of the local musicians. And special thank you to all of those folks that were part of the events in downtown Butler this past weekend, from all of the bands, and of course Lamatt Productions, who were there as well, helping to make things happen sound wise. They'll be at our band jam as well. But it was great to see that people were excited to see the music of the Redlines and Shag Dog Melonhead, Martin Vincent and Dempsey, Repo Man, the Palm Bodies, and the Noble Hops Band as well. And of course the Scalero de Mayo benefit the next day too. We'll talk about that a little bit later on in the show, but it was a good weekend for helping out community folk, and a local music connection being a part of that is just extra special. Of course, we have a little music event that we have coming up July 12th and 13th called the Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, and here it is, folks. We are just a couple of months away from that. Can you believe it? We're already hitting mid-May. And this is July 12th and 13th, so we're just a short drive away to heading out to Cooper's Lake Campground, Curry Road in Slippery Rock, to see all of the acts. Going to be 20 different acts for $20 admission price. And that's in advance. Tickets are $25 at the gate, so make your plans and get your tickets ahead of time. Kids 17 and under get in absolutely free. If you'd like to camp for the weekend, that is separate. There is a separate charge for that for the length of time you're staying at Cooper's Lake Campground, and it is through Cooper's Lake Campground. But $20 for the admission to get in to see the music, the festival. The Butler Area Society of Homebrewers will be back with their beer tent. There is a nominal charge for that to be a part of that. But we've got food trucks galore and displays and fun things to be a part of. And Cooper's Lake Campground is something in its own right to come see. You can bike, you can hike, you can walk, you can fish, you can do a little bit of everything, and you will want for nothing. They've got an awesome store out there, so you can bring in your own beer if you like, and the rest you don't even have to. You could purchase right on the grounds at Cooper's Lake Campground. So check out thebandjam.com for more information on that, and we're excited to be a part of that. And, of course, we'll be revealing the new Grassy Award winners who will take over from Anger the Ant, our two-time winners. Well, time will tell on that. Going to go back to last weekend and dig you out a song from Martin Vincent. He was one of the performers at the Rock Done Right Tour stop on Main Street in downtown Butler. Going to do a great song that Martin has written called Deep in the Ground. And then we'll play another one of the new songs from the Redlines, who were down there as well. They've got an EP coming out this month, and they've got a great song called I Should Have Tried that has got a great vibe to it. And then we'll visit with Robin and Bob coming up tonight on the Grassroots Show, the Rock Station 97.7.
Changes this old town, digging that black rock from the ground, knees and elbows tattooed blue, barely enough to make bills do. No Jim Crowley led a crew. When that water come rushing through, send them scrambling to high ground, for that rock come crushing down, 700 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. Now that town stood dead still while them frantic miners drill, trivets breaking, hearts aching, will they find them and lie still? And the governor said things will change, archaic laws go the way, profits first, safety last, will be a thing of the past. 700 feet deep in the ground, in a hole, 200 tons crushing down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. That union's taking dues, some say from the miners' company too, sitting in them local bars, eating, drinking with company stars. Well, I can't really say for sure what it was like for them that day, knowing that they're at death's door. No one should have to die that way. 700 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do once more. Some 100 feet deep in the ground, laying that hammer down, like your father done before, and your sons will do. You know your sons will do, and your sons will do once more. Nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes, nothing ever changes in this old town.
The Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at The Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station, 97.7.
Welcome again to our Grassroots Show here tonight on the Rock Station, 97.7. And this segment is being brought to you by our friends at the Rainbow Inn down in Freeport. Of course, they're our longest-running sponsor of the show. They have been here since show number one, and here we are 370-odd shows later, and they are still with us, and they still have the Man Can special. We love to talk about that. I had a conversation with somebody this week. They say, oh, yeah, that's the place you always talk about the Man Can. Well, it's because that's where you can get the Man Can, and that's where they're famous for. And, of course, they're famous for some good food, and they're famous for just being good people, hometown people down in Freeport. And if you are driving down maybe the expressway and you get off and get down into Freeport, there's only one way to get through there, and that's passing right by the Rainbow. So you might as well stop on in and say, hey, thanks for supporting local music the way you do. The Rainbow Inn, 2nd Street down in Freeport. We are excited to have a visit here from the duo Robin and Bob tonight, and they're going to play a couple of songs in the studio, also play a couple of cuts from their new CD called Leave On. We want to welcome to the program for the first time, introducing ourselves to Robin Matthews. Hi, Robin.
Hi.
Good to have you here tonight.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
And a return visit from Mr. Bob Giacometti. Did I say that right, Bob? It's been a couple of years.
Giacometti, yes.
Giacometti. Mm-hmm. I should have asked you that beforehand. I usually do that. But I got carried away because we were having so much fun in the studio getting ready, and you actually have a banjo and your guitar in hand. And the last time Bob Giacometti was here, you were with your band Shannon and the Merger.
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. It's been a couple of years, I think.
Yeah, it's been probably two or three years. Yeah.
Shannon the Merger still
yep,
at it?
Yep, we're still at it.
Good. So you got a little collaboration now with Robin Matthews that has come together within the last couple of years since we'd last talked, I believe.
Yes, yep. We've been together a little over 2 years.
Okay. Well, Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself. Give us a little musical background.
Well, I've sang since I was a little girl, but I mainly just always sang in church and in the car and in the shower. And just in the last few years, Bob and I, we actually met at church and we were on the worship team together. And then when we started kind of collaborating on some stuff at church, we realized we really enjoyed working together and decided to do it outside of church. And so we've been together ever since. And it's been a very cool ride so far.
That's awesome. So outside of maybe doing some praise music, you'd never been on stage as a music performer before?
No.
So this is something new for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. So obviously, Bob, there was a vibe there and similarity in maybe music tastes?
Yeah, we have a very, very common ground as far as the music we like. We especially like things like Janis Joplin. That's kind of like our connection point. And a variety of other things, but mainly Janis Joplin kind of brought us together.
That's cool. Yeah. Had you been discussing that? I mean, how did that vibe come by, or is it just the style that kind of brought it out?
I think it was the style. Bluesy, but yet we do folk stuff, some old-timey country stuff, rock stuff, classic rock. So just our tastes are very similar. Okay. And I think we're very good at working together.
Yeah. That's awesome. So, and of course, Bob, you've been playing guitar for a lot of years, been involved in a number of different bands over the years.
Right, yes.
Yeah. Can we refresh the listeners a little bit, some of the things you've done in the past and what got you involved in music?
I played in country bands, rock bands. I was in a band called Nancy McKean Blues Machine. We did mostly blues stuff. That's how I met Utah, actually.
Yeah.
And then Shannon and the Merger is more of a pop rock thing. I've been doing this probably for 30 years.
Wow, wow. Is the Nancy McKean thing still going nowadays? Because that's one of the first bands that I think we've played on this show.
Yeah, you did play some of our stuff, definitely. Yeah, Nancy had a couple kids, so she's been out of the business for a while. She went to nursing school, so she just graduated from there. So right now our schedule's pretty busy.
Yeah, I bet it is.
But we still converse occasionally and text back and forth. Yeah.
And there's always time for reunions down the road, right?
Right.
That's cool. Yeah, as soon as you said that, I was like, wow, that's, you know, we've been doing this show, I think, for 7 years now.
And
that was one of the bands that first jumped out at us.
Yep.
So, yeah, good stuff. So when you sat down and started to do this, was there an intent that you were going to write material together and produce an album, or was it just, let's go perform and see what happens?
It was mostly like, Robin's husband's a pastor at a Baptist church in Claysville. So it's like, we'd meet at the church to work on songs for the church. And it's like, oh, do you like this song? And we'd start playing them there. And we recorded some videos and stuff, like right there in the church. It's like, hey, this is pretty good. We ought to take this on the road. So then we started playing out a lot of wineries and places like that. And then it's like, hey, we should write some songs. So she had some ideas for some lyrics. I had some ideas for some lyrics and some music. And we just started putting things together.
Wow. So a lot has happened in that 2 years' time.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yeah.
Had you ever written a song before, Robin?
I used to write poetry when I was younger.
Okay.
But I never really did much with it. But just lately, it's interesting to see how the musical process works, and then once you start kind of thinking about writing songs, it always happens right after I get really comfortable in bed.
Yeah.
And then something will come to me, and I'll have to get up and start writing it down. Yeah, it's been neat to see how it happens. So
did you write all of the lyrics for the material?
Not necessarily. No, he would write some songs, I would write some songs, then we'd come together and we'd work on them. And it's neat to see how, you know, I might have something completely different in my head, and by the time it's done, it's something totally different. I really have enjoyed watching, you know, each song is like a, you know, a child, and it just kind of grows, and it's very neat to see how that happens.
Yeah. I'm always fascinated how that process works for people that write music like that. And so every once in a while, a lyrical inspiration would come to you, and you'd jot it down, and Bob would come in with a lick, and everything came together kind of that fashion.
Yeah, we have one song on there called One Classy Broad, and I think Robin's original intent for it was to be a blues song. It ended up being like a three-quarter waltz, country waltz. So I don't know how all that happened, but it did. And on the recording, we got a steel guitar player playing on, and it turned into a country song. I'm not sure how that all transpired, but
yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff.
We tend to bring out the creativity in one another, I think.
Yeah.
And we work easily together. So.
And obviously that's why the collaboration happened, because you struck that chord like that, per se, and here it is.
People are always surprised to hear that we've only been working together for just a few years, because they think we've been working together for 20 years, and it's only been a few years.
People always say, are you two married? And we say yes, but not to each other.
Neat stuff. Robin and Bob, and that's what you decided to go with. It's just going to be the first names as the collaboration and duo. You have a new CD called Leave On. You're actually going to play the title track of that as our first cut here in the studio. And this has something very unique. I guess, you know, you could say you have a couple of different unique facets on each of the different songs. But Robin, you actually play a kazoo.
I do. And took many, many years of lessons.
What was the thought process on the kazoo? How did that get incorporated into the song? I'm curious.
I bought it for her and delivered it to her and said, we should use this.
Yep, that's about how it happened.
It took some convincing, but it's become quite popular.
Yes.
That's cool.
People ask for the kazoo. So
yeah.
The other day when we were playing, one of the workers at where we were at came up and delivered a note to me in the middle of the song, and it said, I have a fever. I need more kazoo.
Well, there's cowbell and there's kazoo.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so you taught yourself how to do this, a little instruction through Bob, and never played a kazoo before?
Probably not since I was about five.
Yeah.
So yeah. He kind of.
I said, just don't blow in it, hum.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it did take a second. I was like, oh yeah.
And
got a hum.
And the rest is history.
The rest is history. Now I'm a professional.
All right.
Yeah.
So more kazoo, we say.
That's right.
Well, let's hear it here. This is Robin and Bob and their song Leave On. It's the title track to the CD, and we'll talk more with them and about the CD and where you can find it and them here tonight on the Grassroots Show. It's Robin and Bob on The Rock Station 97.7.
I'll be your Clyde if you'll be I'll be your Johnny.
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage, and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today, and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. We're back here on the Grassroots Show once again, the Rock Station, 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com, so you can pick us up anywhere you go. This segment of our show is being brought to you by our friends at Broz's Superette. They are, well, they're high on the hill, right on the price is their slogan, because they're right at the top of the old South Main Street hill. Now, if you come through downtown Butler years ago, you went down North Main Street, down to the heart of Main Street in Butler, and right up the other side to South Main, but they have, configured a new bridge that doesn't connect South Main anymore. But it's still there. You just have to wind your way back to it. And when you get to the top of the Red Brick Hill in Butler, there is an institution up there. It's been the home of a great butcher market for many, many years, and is still there today with the same great traditions. Best cut meats in town, the best ham loaf in America, and all kinds of victuals that you can buy for your grill, because it is grilling season. Or if you just need a compliment for maybe a dinner or something to take to an outing, they've got a great deli case. You can stop in for lunch and pick up some great items. They always have some good cooking. And, of course, ring bologna, meat sticks, you name it, they have it all. They can do up anything. And if it's a holiday, boy, they really go out in style. And I would advise you to, get on their Facebook page, because Jimmy's always putting up some great weekly specials, too, and they've got some great buys. And I'm telling you, you don't want to buy, even if it's just something as simple as hamburger, you don't want to buy it anywhere else than there, because it's going to be the best, freshest cut meat. If you're bringing home burger and throwing it into a pan and cooking it up, and you've got 4 inches of grease when you're done, well, then you haven't bought your meat at Broz's Superette. Check them out. Right at the corner of Rockenstein and South Main Street in Butler. Welcoming back Robin and Bob. We just heard a song called Al B that is from their new CD called Leave On. And give us a little background of Al B on that particular song. That actually features somebody on the upright bass?
Yes, yep. Andy Gregg plays upright bass on that. We wanted to get like a real bluegrassy country feel to it.
Okay.
So we brought Andy in to play upright bass on that.
Now, how did you come across Andy? Is he a local musician?
Yeah,
well?
He's from the Washington, PA area where we're from. And mm-hmm. I network with a lot of musicians. So when we started this project, it's like, was it going to be just Robin and I? And it's like, we started getting ideas. It's like, well, we could use this on this song, this on that song. The guy that produced the CD is a drummer, so we had him play drums. I played guitar and bass, and then we brought some guests in. But we brought Andy in to play the upright bass.
Now, was that another song? It was neat to hear the story, how and one intention came through. How did that song come to be, again, the song Albie?
I just had this idea to kind of the relationship between people, like Johnny Cash and June Carter, Bonnie and Clyde, and I kind of married those together in the lyrics. And then it seemed like a bluegrassy kind of feel to it, so that's the kind of song we made. And then, I mean, Robin put her spin on everything.
It seems like this is one of the favorite songs for people when they listen to the CD.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, of course, right before that, we heard the live cut of Leave On. And the beautiful vocals, Robin.
Thank you.
You have a great talent there. And you've learned that kazoo very well. Yeah.
Thanks.
Great sounding stuff. And, again, that was the title track. So, now, you mentioned, where did you record the CD?
It was at a place called Pink Flamingo Studios, and it's in Monongahela. And a friend of mine, friend of ours, Josh Gerba, has the studio there. We actually met him through church as well. He's the drummer. He's a good drummer, played drums on the CD, and he's real easy to work with. Good friend.
That's cool. And so you've primarily the three of you being featured on these songs, but you've had these special guests come in.
Right.
For example, you have a saxophone player, keyboard player on one pedal. You mentioned the pedal steel guitar, all incorporated on different songs.
Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Where can people find the CD? It's called Leave On. Robin and Bob. We're talking to Robin Matthews and Bob Giacometti here tonight on the show. You guys always have an open mic night, too.
Yes. The CD, you can find it on CD Baby, as well as Amazon, iTunes. It's available just about everywhere, Spotify. We do an open mic every Wednesday at a place called Valentour's in McDonald, PA. It's an Italian restaurant, family-friendly, non-smoking. Bring the kids, you know, everybody's welcome, and we have all levels and genres play there. It's primarily acoustic because it is a restaurant, and there are neighbors that live upstairs, so we don't get real loud, but we've had a really good turnout for it every Wednesday.
That's awesome. What time period do you run that?
5:30 to 8 p.m.
Okay, so pretty extended, but nice timing. It seems to be just more and more popular. I mean, you mentioned some of the, you know, the wine places and the craft beer places where, you know, they love to have a little acoustic music in the background. I mean, that has really, I think, opened up some opportunities for local
musicians.
Definitely.
A lot of wineries, breweries. We still do some bars and clubs, but a lot of wineries and breweries.
Yeah, that's great. And it gives the open mic opportunities. Really gives everybody an opportunity,
right,
whether you're a well-versed musician or somebody that's just getting introduced to the craft, right, Robin?
Right. There's a woman who comes almost every Wednesday now, and she's 80, and she brings her guitar, and she is fantastic. I just feel like she's like this, like the best hidden secret in McDonald, because she lives right there in McDonald.
She writes songs, original songs. We have a girl that comes at 16. We have a woman that comes at 80, and everybody in between.
How about that? And this older woman, she hasn't performed out? This is just kind of her thing? Or
she sings in her choir at church.
Yeah.
So same, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think this has really rejuvenated her musically, that she, you know, she did a lot of this when she was younger and kind of maybe took a little hiatus.
Yeah,
but
right
now she's, you know, coming out of her shell again, and she's so talented.
Wow.
Really good voice, plays guitar well. Write songs well. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And it's neat to see how all the singers and musicians really encourage one another. So some are coming up that have never performed anywhere before, and the ones who maybe are more seasoned really come together and encourage, and then you'll see that person back again the next week with more, you know, more oomph, and they're just so excited to perform.
Yeah.
So it's really been an exciting experience.
So how long have you been doing that? That open mic.
We've been doing that probably about 3 months now.
Okay, so it's gone over very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's kind of an indefinite thing. We're just going to keep doing it, you know.
Until it runs dry.
Right. People are into it. We had a guy come 3 or 4 weeks ago. He had never sung. He doesn't play an instrument, but he wrote a song and got up and sang it a cappella.
Wow.
That took a lot of guts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it was very good too. So there are a lot of talented people. I mean,
that's very, very cool. Very cool. Where can people find you out and about? Can they follow you on social media? Do you have a page for Robin and Bob?
Yes, we have a Facebook page. It's just Robin and Bob PA, and our full schedule's on there. We have probably 40 or 50 shows booked through the rest of the year.
That's awesome. So this is really something that is kind of emerged and really kind of blossomed for both of you.
Yes, definitely. It's I think it's timing. I mean, it was just that market kind of started when we started, it seemed like.
Yeah.
And I always tell Robin, more and more places are going to like an acoustic thing. Mm-hmm. People tend to want, they don't want to be overpowered by music. They want to be able to chat, you know, have a glass of wine and socialize, but still have music playing.
Yeah, yeah. And I've seen the response grow, too, with that. You know, so many times it just, you know, when we began this show, we were in a kind of a funk in our area, especially, and I'm, you know, I haven't been well-versed in Washington County and what's happening down your way. Maybe there's the same kind of vibe, but it was, everybody was entrenched in their phones, and if there was a band playing, you might have this small faction paying attention, and the other faction was watching the TV, and the other faction were all in their phones, or, you know, looking around. Now it seems like that has kind of progressed where everybody's paying attention at least somewhat now, which is really exciting to see. Do you feel that same vibe?
I think that's true. It's very true.
Yeah.
I mean, especially at the wineries, it's like at the wineries, you're more the focus. People are there, they're socializing, but they appreciate the music, and, you know, there are applause after every song. So.
Yeah, yeah. That's exciting. That's exciting. And I think it's really helping to grow this scene even more. We felt there was a strong scene here that had been fractioned over the years, and now it's kind of redeveloping. And, I mean, here's a prime example of the talent that is here, and you guys just kind of found that blossom in the last 2 years.
Right, right. So,
well, we wish you the best of luck with this. This is fantastic stuff that you have on the CD. And you, do you, can you get these at the open mic?
Oh, yeah. Yep, okay. They're available at all our shows as well as the open mic, yeah.
I love the design. Utah and I always are talking about the different designs, and you have an old chest here. What was the thought process? Where was the front picture taken?
Actually, I took the cover photos with my phone. That picture is taken in my daughter's driveway. I work for a company that's property preservation, okay. So we go in and clean out houses. That chest came from one of the houses. Robin found the suitcase somewhere, and that's my guitar case. So I placed them in my daughter's driveway and took some pictures, and then I took them away. So the back cover, it's like it's given the vibe that we've left. Okay. So everything is there, and then all of a sudden it's gone. And then I turned it over to a graphic artist, and he kind of did the antiquing on it and so on.
Yeah, that's awesome. And your design, too, you have a microphone in Robin's R, and Bob, you with the guitar, which explains the duo, right?
Yep.
That's fantastic. It's a pleasure to meet you both here. I mean, Bob, good to have you back in, and Robin, great to meet you.
Thank you,
but
Sam,
to meet you as a duo here tonight, we appreciate you coming into the studio and sharing some of your talents. We have a couple of songs before you go, too. You're going to do another cut from the album that is called Some Will, and you mentioned Josh, who plays drums. He adds a little bit of different flavor on
this
song.
Adds some guitar, some keyboards, yeah. This is more of a, I call it a Moby song. This is, the genres on the CD are all over the place, because we like everything. So it's like there's some country, there's some blues, there's some rock, there's a Moby-ish tune. So this is kind of off the wall as compared to everything else, but I think it has a good vibe to it, has a good groove.
Now, who was the songwriter for this or the lyricist on this?
I did most of the lyrics on this one, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then you're going to do another live cut, and this is called Leavin' Shoes, which is actually the last cut on the actual album.
That's correct.
Give us a little background on that song.
We tend to have a theme of leaving, I guess, but we always come back. So
yeah, we do come back.
Yeah, so it's just a song about hitting the road, and wanting to get away.
Okay.
And actually, it's the only song on the CD that we don't have other instruments on. It's just I'm playing a 12-string, and she's singing, and that's it. And we did it live in the studio. There's no overdubs or anything on it.
Okay. So this is the real deal right here.
Right. Yep.
All right. Good to have you guys again. Appreciate you coming in tonight. Best of luck in the future. Hope people come down to the open mic and come out and see you guys. Hit them up on Facebook. It's Robin and Bob.
Yep. Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Bob Giacometti, Robin Matthews, and here they are tonight as I throw the CD across the floor on The Rock Station 97.7.
Don't get the glory, don't get the glory. chase away these blues. Tomorrow morning I'll be gone before the dawn. You know a house can't be a home when you have the urge to roam. Freeway, take me away. I'll be back again someday. Put some miles between my troubles and me. See some things I ain't never seen. Put my worries and my cares behind me. Going where no one can find me. I'm putting on my leaving shoes. Gonna chase away these blues. Freeway, take me away. Back again someday. Freeway, take me away. I'll be back, but I can't stay.
Rosie Superette is well known for having the freshest meats in town, whether you're getting beef, pork, or chicken. Ambrosie's is the king of ham loaf in Butler. Make sure you try their kibasi or smoked meats, and I guarantee you'll be back for more. And pick up some of their delicious prepared foods. Rosie Superette, open Tuesday through Friday, 9 to 6, Saturday, 9 to 4, at the corner of South Main and Rockenstein. High on the hill and right on the price is Rosie's Superette.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
On Friday, May 17th, catch Acoustic Fingers at Zala's Cafe in Hermony. And also on the 17th, Washboard Tony is at Cummings Coffee and Candy West, Route 68 from Butler. On Saturday, May 25th, it's an open mic night with Sam Sears up at the Clarion River Brewing Company. And also on the 25th, it's the YJJ's final show at the Club Cafe featuring Brick Alley Sound. And mark your calendar for Friday, May 31st, and catch the Shiners with special guest Terry Lee Spencer at Steamworks Creative. Also that night, Shag Dog Melonhead are at the Bonnybrook Clubhouse.
When was the last time your job let you dream big, gave you a sense of achievement, made you truly happy? Now imagine providing for your family like you never thought you could. Imagine traveling to places you never dreamed you would. Imagine helping others while helping yourself. As a Woodman Life representative, you can earn great money and exceptional benefits like group health insurance and a 401k plan for those who qualify. Top performers can also win cash bonuses and exciting incentive trips. Plus, with Woodman Life, you'll have the freedom to be your own boss while being a leader in your community.
If you're looking for a career where you can be your own boss and determine your own income, we can help. Hi, I'm Tony Angerette, your local Woodman Life recruiting sales manager. Call me to find out more at 724-431-1932.
Insurance protection, financial security. Woodman of the World Life Insurance Society of Omaha, Nebraska. Woodman Life, standing strong for generations.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
Welcome back to our Grassroots Show here tonight, The Rock Station 97.7. Bob with you tonight. Utah is out on grassroots assignment tonight. No, there was no suspension or anything like that. Utah has been on best behavior. I think he learned his lesson years ago. So, but he is out scoping future topics and music scenes that we can discuss. And, of course, fun to have Robin Matthews and Bob Giacometti in tonight to visit with us and play some tunes from their new CD, Leave On. And neat to hear the perspective on the music scene and its connection into Washington County from our area. And what a wonderful scene we have here in Western Pennsylvania. And a big salute and shout out to each and every one of you listeners out there that may have been a part of popping in on the Scalero de Mayo event this past Sunday, a week ago, to benefit our friend Johnny Cat Hendricks, who is going through some procedures right now. And wow, what a turnout. I was out of town with my family out to the East Coast over the weekend, so I missed all of the excitement of both the Rock Down Right Tour stop Saturday and then, of course, that event on Sunday. We didn't get in until after the event was over on Sunday night. I was very, very disappointed that we had this previously planned for about 8 months and then all of these events popped up. So really would have loved to have been at both, but certainly think a lot of John Hendricks and wish him well. And I'm so happy to see so many people had turned out to that event. And, of course, Utah and Shady Lady Productions, such a key cog of both of those events. And we give Utah a huge shout-out in his absence tonight and all the work that he did over the weekend in helping out both the special events that happened this past weekend. Of course, we've got another special event coming up, and Utah has been very, very hard at work on this, and that being our Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival this year, presented by Woodman Life. And got to give a special shout-out as well to Lamette Productions again. Talked about them earlier tonight with the help they put forth in producing the band sounds from the Rock Down Right tour stop downtown Butler this past weekend. But they're a mainstay of the Band Jam, and we would not be able to do the Band Jam without Lamette Productions. The work they do in making it sound incredible, making it look incredible. I know we hear from the bands how easy they are to work with, and how if they let Lamette Productions take care of the sound, they know they're going to sound fantastic. So it's just great to have them part of it. And, of course, all of our sponsors who are part of our event this year and all of the bands. And, of course, we talk about Woodman Life, who are our primary sponsor this year. Our stage sponsors are back, the local McDonald's restaurants, Cummings Candy and Coffee, Mark Regis, State Farm, Ram Automotive, Bauman Auto Repair, Aqua Solutions, all part of it along with Cooper's Lake. And this is, of course, July 12th and 13th that we're talking about the Band Jam. And a whole list of incredible acts are going to be there. Past Grassy Award winners and reigning champions, Anger the Ant. And we'll be handing off that award to somebody else during this year's Band Jam. Or at least we anticipate that. They may not be at the Band Jam. We'll start voting on that in just a few weeks, and that will be determined by you, the listeners out there. But two-time winners, Anger the Ant, Cindy Cooper will be back, Dinner Bell Road, Dizzy Whoosh, Doppler Effect, the Fire Gods making their debut, along with James Graff and Amanda Noah, their collaboration, Graff Noah. Highland Brothers Band will be back, a debut for Homicide Black, also J. Roger Davis. John Vento and friends will be there, Justin Wade Band, Meat Hook. Miranda Brandon will make her appearance for the first time, the Noble Hops Band, Shag Dog Melonhead, Sophie Lockhart, the Redlines, the Shiners, Wine and Spirit. What a great lineup it is, and it all kicks off at 5 o'clock on Friday night, July 12th, and then we'll kick up again late morning on Saturday the 13th. Last year, I think we kicked it off around 10:30 in the morning, some acoustic flavoring, and then built it up throughout the day. Took a mid-acoustic break in between in maybe, 4 or 5 o'clock hour, and then built it back up again to 11 o'clock that night. $20 for that entire weekend for you to get in and hear this music. Of course, camping is separate. It is not included in your admission price. That's separate, and it is through Cooper's Lake Campground, but that's a nominal expense as well. They do a great job out there, the beautiful facility they have, and they are not price gougers, let me tell you, by any extent. So check it out. If you go to thebandjam.com, it'll tell you everything you need to know. And you can pick up your tickets there online. You can go through our website to link through Cooper's Lake and find out more from them. Give them a call and reserve a spot. There's plenty of room. I mean, they've got so much room out there, we'll never fill that up. It's amazing the festivals they have out there and the amount of people they have, and there's always room for more. So they have a beautiful facility, and we're honored to be a part of it, and we'd be honored if you make a stop at the Band Jam as well, and please check it out. Go to thebandjam.com or stop by our studios, pick up tickets. Any of the performing artists have tickets, or hit up Utah and Shady Lady Productions. Of course, the Butler Area Society of Homebrewers will be back as well with their beer tent Saturday, July 13th of that weekend. Thought we might dig out some John Vento and play a cut from his latest CD. That's why John's going to be there, John Vento and Friends. John has a brand new CD out, put it out last fall, but just released a new video of one of the cuts from that album, the video for Humble Way. The album is called Love, Lust, and Other Wreckage. John Vento, lead vocalist of the Needs Hotel Band. And song that is called Humble Way is what they did the video for. This features John singing along with Cheryl Ann Hawk. David Granati is on guitar and bass. Hermie Granati on keyboards. And Bob Featherland on drums. And, of course, you can see John probably perform this song. John Vento and Friends will be at the band jam as well. Let's include that cut here tonight, along with a reflection back to last weekend and last Saturday and another one of our bands and past Grassy Award winners who will be at the band jam. Let's do the new song, Bubble Clown, from Shag Dog Melonhead. And, well, we'll be back again next week for another Grassroots show, Sunday nights at 7, right here on The Rock Station 97.7.
Thunder Road on the radio. Promised land for that Romeo. Kept the faith, kept hope alive. Took a bite of humble pie. Man in black on a TV show. Surrender sweet baritone. From his heart it did the time. Learned to love. Flames like dynamite. My fireball made no sound as it tumbled to the ground. On the Phoenix bound by the sun, the rise of another day. I want to be. I want to become.
better yet, how much of this do you believe? Through the dark, guided with hope, hopes of one day to shorten this road.
40th anniversary to WLER, Butler, Cranberry. Here's to 40 more years of rock. The Rock Station, 97.7.
7-7. There's something wrong with the world today. I don't know what it is. Something's wrong with our eyes. We're seeing things in a different way. And God knows it ain't his. It sure ain't no surprise. We're living on the edge. The world today, the light bulbs
Station 97.7. First with local music. Don't miss the Grassroots Show Sunday nights at 7 on The Rock Station 97.7. We'll be right back. Rock Station 97.7.
The Butler Radio Network Marketing Department specializes in helping local businesses grow through cost-effective, targeted advertising. With the right audience and enough frequency, your advertising dollars can provide a tangible return on investment. Our goal is to make your job easier by providing radio for every lifestyle, meaning with unique radio formats, we can reach enough of the right customers to positively impact your business. The secret formula for advertising success comes down to this: what you say times how many times you say it. Call us today for more information or visit our website at butlerradio.com and click on advertising. The Butler Radio Network family of radio stations. We live here, we employ here, we spend our money here, and we'll help your business make more money. I'm Kathy Gregory Steiner, and I love what we do.
Your rock starts now.
I promise you, you will love it.
The Rock Station.